Your name?
Hello, my name is Tiffany Spencer.
Tiffany Spencer, what are your thoughts on this evening, the opening of the Silver Spring so-called Civic Center?
Well, the Civic Center, physically inside, it looks great. The outside could be better. I think it's a waste of space. The inside does look great, but they're lacking one of the most important things in downtown Silver Spring, and that's a space for young people. Downtown Silver Spring, everybody that comes here are mostly young people. They spend their money here, they hang out here. They don't have anywhere else to go, so they hang out in the streets, which upsets the adults because they feel like they're just loitering and not doing anything constructive, which is why they need a space. And the Civic Building is the perfect place to have it. It's a public space. There's a lot of rooms. One company gets more than half the building for $1 a year.
Which company is that?
The Roundhouse Theater gets more than half the building for $1 a year.
Half the building for $1 a year.
$1 a year. If you count it by square footage, $1 a year. And they don't need that space. They have two other spaces in Silver Spring. But the youth groups and the other nonprofits in downtown Silver Spring that actually needs the space doesn't have it. And that's a problem.
I didn't hear that from any of the politicians, and they were all here, from Donna Edwards to Mark Elrich to Jamie Raskin, the county executive, Ike Leggett, all Montgomery County, and Donna Edwards of both Montgomery and Prince George County. Right. The politicians were here. They all said it was a great civic space. No one raised any concerns about the lack of youth space.
Because that's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. They don't want the rest of the community to know that. They do it in private. Let's have a meeting with these kids. Let's try to calm them down. Let's meet with them so they won't get rowdy. That's what they do. I mean, that's their job. You can't get upset at them. But at some point, someone needs to be honest with the rest of the community. I just don't know who that's going to be.
Valerie Irvin was also here. You were talking with her. She's the councilwoman from right here.
Oh, yeah. Valerie Irvin has always supported us. She and a few other members of the council have always been on our side. But, you know, in their position, it's really hard for them to do anything alone. They kind of need, like, a crowd of people to kind of back them up. But she's always supported us.
Tiffany Spencer, are the youth being ignored here? Is Roundhouse, is one theater company more important than all the youth who access this area?
Well, I guess that's what the county's saying. I don't think so, but that's what the county's saying. With this building and what they're doing here, that's what they're saying. Yeah.
Any final thoughts you want to share?
I mean, the youth of today are going to be the future of Silver Spring tomorrow. And if they're not being accepted now, they're not going to want to support Silver Spring in the future. That's all I have.
I just have one more question. As I look over your shoulder at the building, we're standing outside here on this. This space was used to be youth space.
Yeah.
It was AstroTurf here.
Right.
Now it's questionable. There was a question raised, you know, will there be skateboarders allowed here? Not so clear. And as I look over your shoulder at the Civic Building, there's a fancy arts gallery.
Doesn't symbolize community, does it? There's nothing community about this building. It looks like a building for profit. And this building is supposed to be for community. Nothing in here symbolizes community. Most of the performances today did not symbolize community. There's a great group, Impact Silver Spring. They did a community thing like a month ago where they had performers from all over the Silver Spring community that performed. Now, one of those performers were up there today. That doesn't symbolize community. That looked like a Roundhouse Theater performance is what it looked like. And Roundhouse Theater is a part of the community, but they're not the community.
Tiffany Spencer, and yet this was built with public money.
Yes, it was.
Lots of public money, some $20+ million of public money, and yet it's questionable how much the public has access to it.
Correct. Nobody knows. No one knows. If you want to have a protest out here, do you have to pay to do that? If you want to have a birthday party, do you have to pay to do that? Nobody knows. If you want to have a meeting in here, how much will you have to pay to go to a meeting in a public building? Nobody knows. Because this is not a community building. So.
You're a student at Howard?
Yes, I am. Student at Howard. I'll be a senior in the fall. Hopefully graduating in May. Yep.
You've been at this fight for a long time to get space for youth in downtown Silver Spring?
Yep, 4 to 5 years. Every year, nothing's changed. So, we'll see. 5 years from now, I don't know. Maybe I'll still be interested, but who knows? I will no longer be a youth, and that's a problem.
When the discussions for this building were going on 4 and 5 years ago, were there promises made that there would be space here?
Initially, in 1998, the first conversation, Civic Building will be open with a media center. 1999, no media center. 2000, media center. 2001, no media center. 2002, media center. Just like that. And then I think in like 2007 is when they stopped. And they said no media center completely. So every year it's been changing. And we went to meetings and meetings and meetings, and it changed and it changed. So, I don't know. I think it's nothing. I don't think nothing's going to happen with this building.
And so the youth are going to continue. I mean, this right here is Ellsworth Drive, is it?
Right.
And can you just describe what Ellsworth is like on a Friday evening?
Oh, on a Friday? Ellsworth is crowded of young people. Whether they're going to the movie theater, they're in the mall, or they're just hanging out on the street, sitting on the curb with their friends. That's what Ellsworth looks like on a Friday or a Saturday night. That's how it looks. I guess now they think the young people are going to come here. And I feel like if the young people come here, that's also going to be a problem. So I don't know. But that's what Ellsworth looks like.
So the youth can hang out as long as they spend money, but...
Exactly. I think what's next is a financial protest.
Explain that.
Just stop spending money in downtown Silver Spring. Anyone under the age of 25, we should just organize and have everybody under the age of 25 stop spending money in downtown Silver Spring. Let's see what downtown Silver Spring looks like after that.
The youth spend a lot of money down here.
Yes. You're here every day. You go to the movies. This is where you live. This is your community. Of course you spend a lot of money. And it's difficult to think that you spend all the money here, but then you're not really welcome here.
I remember listening to Martin Luther King's speech. He said, if you can respect my dollar, you can respect my person. And it seems appropriate here.
Exactly. But I guess a lot of county people haven't heard that. Maybe that's something we need to pass on to them. So.
Thanks, Tiffany Spencer.
You're welcome. Wait.